This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. The International Monetary Fund is about to release a report which acknowledges that when unionization declines, income inequality rises. The IMF is a global organization of 188 countries focused on economic activity. The report argues that a lack of unions weakens the earnings and bargaining power for middle and low-income workers. At the same time, deunionization increases the income share for corporate managers. The reason income inequality is a problem, according to union economists, is not only because it's unfair. Income inequality also hinders long-term economic growth, which creates jobs. To some right-wing economists, increased income for the rich is beneficial because CEOs, chief executive officers, are job creators. But that's not true, according to Robert Reich, a former Secretary of Labor in the United States.
An economy depends on people having money in their pockets. Anybody who tells you that CEOs, chief executive officers, and big corporations are the job creators in Canada or in the United States or any place else around the world, you tell them they don't know what they are talking about. The job creators, the real job creators, are customers. The only reason that a business will create more jobs is because they have more customers. If they don't have customers, they're not going to create jobs. And if we drift toward wider and wider inequality, more and more resources in the hands of fewer and fewer people, income and wealth, is a middle class that does not have the purchasing power to keep the economy going. The United States is now growing, we think, at about an annualized rate of 2%. And what we have normally seen when we have a recession that is as nearly as intense as the recession we had is that the path out of the recession is much faster than 2% a year, because if you want to get back on the path you were on in terms of growth and development, you have got to grow 5 or 6 or 8 or 10%. That's what we did in 1934 after coming out of the bottom of the Great Depression, 36, 8, 10%, 1937, about 12% growth, 2.1% is nothing. The reason we are not growing is because the middle class is not growing. It's a vicious cycle. And the poor can't get into the middle class because the middle class is not growing. The job creators are people with money in their pockets. You raise the minimum wage, you're not going to destroy jobs. You raise the minimum wage, people have more money to buy things, and that means there are going to be more jobs.
The labor movement in Ukraine has experienced some major upheaval since the ouster of the dictatorial president Viktor Yanukovych in 2013, not least of which was the burning down of the movement's headquarters during protests. Radio Labor's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough has a report.
Thanks to support from the international labor movement, unions in troubled Ukraine have at least some good news. Last year, during the overthrow of the government, the main trade union building in Kiev was burned down. It had overlooked the square where massive demonstrations took place. Since then, staff from many unions have not had offices to work in. That has now changed with the purchase of a new headquarters. Funding for the building came from a solidarity fund set up by the Global Union Federation Education International and the European Trade Union Committee for Education. The fund was supported by unions around the world. The president of Ukraine's largest union of educators said, "Although Ukrainian teachers and students are suffering from war and occupation, international solidarity has shown that we are not alone." This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.